This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government has allowed enhancement of security deployment by 25% at all central government hospitals. Official sources said that apart from the standard security protocol, the deployment of marshals would also be approved based on individual demands by government hospitals. The sources, however, said that bringing a central law based on the Kolkata hospital case will not make any big difference, as the alleged rape and murder of the junior doctor was not a case of patient-doctor violence. Resident doctors are protesting in different parts of the country demanding a central law after the alleged rape and murder of a trainee doctor in a hospital in Kolkata. 26 states and union territories, including West Bengal, Delhi, Haryana and Kerala, have passed legislations to protect healthcare personnel. These offences are cognizable and non-bailable. The officials said that they have held meetings with some resident doctors' association and have explained these aspects to them. A committee will be constituted under the chairmanship of Director General Health Services to look into various aspects of security and facilities at hospitals for resident doctors, like duty room and working hours. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today reviewed the performance of public sector banks at a meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman reviewed deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio and asset quality. The finance minister also evaluated the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar and PM Vishwakarma scheme. During deliberations on the deposit mobilization, Ms. Sitharaman stated that while the credit growth has picked up, mobilization of deposits could further be improved to fund the credit growth sustainably. She asked banks to make concerted efforts to garner deposits by conducting a special drives. The finance minister also advised public sector banks to have better relationships with their customers for efficient customer service delivery. She also urged banks to ensure that employees reach out to connect with their customers, especially in rural and semi-urban areas. The union finance minister advised that issues of cyber security should be seen from a systemic perspective and emphasized that a collaborative approach between banks, governments, regulators and security agencies is needed to put in place necessary mitigants against cyber risks. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also chaired a review meeting of regional rural banks, RRBs, in New Delhi today. The meeting with all 43 present RRBs focused on business performance, upgrading digital technology services and fostering business growth in MSME clusters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from Wednesday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs Tanmay Lal said it is a landmark visit as the Prime Minister of India is visiting Poland after 45 years. He said the visit is taking place at a time when both nations are marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. The Secretary said in Warsaw, Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Mr. Lal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said it is also a landmark and historic visit since this will be the first time an Indian Prime Minister will be visiting Ukraine in more than 30 years since the diplomatic relations were established. The visit will build upon the recent high-level interactions between both the leaders. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today held talks with his Nepalese counterpart Arzu Rana Dweba in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed multifaceted bilateral cooperation, including in the area of energy, trade, connectivity and infrastructure development. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar expressed happiness that Nepal will be exporting close to 1,000 megawatt of electricity to India. The External Affairs Minister said, India's neighborhood-first policy and unique people-to-people and cultural connect propels the relationship forward. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over the northwest, west, east and central parts of the country during the next 4 days. Heavy rainfall has also been estimated for South Peninsula region till Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.